Power Hour. It's the one. Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and
every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crushed out your eyes, we about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like how do we get out this low estate? We let the scripts prophesy, we bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you, precept upon precept, line upon line, the scripts say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power.
The one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour, Native, Latin, and Black Biblical Topics. And yes, it's in that order for a reason. That's some foolishness.
Look at y'all. You're trying to be above Judah. You didn't even put blacks first.
Bruh, are you kidding me? And yes, intentionally, well, because a lot of y'all, so people just like you, you see black, and then you come and you see a couple of Ephraimites, known in the world as Puerto Ricans, doing the show, and you got problems with it. So, see, people like that, man, they got a deep inner hatred within them. And you just got to accept sometimes that the Most High can put it. We're going to blast the hell out of you, but the Most High ain't just going to wake up a lot of brothers and sisters. They're gonna hang on to that crutch. But anyway, yes, it is Native Latin and Black Biblical Topics, because the Natives and the Latins need a mouthpiece, and they need to see that this ain't just some black movement and anything like that as far as color and everything else, that it's a movement about the condition of our people, right? We all go through the same things, and that's kind of what the topic's going to be about. But anyway, I'm Captain Yahshua.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath. Captain Aparium. And those same brothers and sisters, some of them will probably be the same ones that'll go hug the Caucasian man.
Oh yeah,
and attack us when we're trying to help them and show them the word of the Most High.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Who else we got with us here?
Shalom, Soldier Raphael.
Soldier Raphael, shalom, shalom, shalom. Have you been on the show with us before?
No, I haven't. First time.
Hey, first timer, first time.
First time in front of the camera.
Yeah. Hey, producer, we got to look into like sound effects. We got to bring some character to the show. Yeah, so when we do things like that or like a laugh track, you know, maybe the roar and. Different things like that.
He is one of the producers as well.
Yeah, he is one of the producers in training.
In training.
He's in his apprenticeship.
Yeah.
He's in his apprenticeship. Hold on. I'm sorry. I was just trying to throw this up so I could get the comment feed up there.
Man.
4th of July.
Yeah.
4th of July.
Whew.
4th of July. Hey, you want to get some people triggered?
Yeah, let's trigger them.
All days matter.
Drop it.
Why are we celebrating 4th of July? Why all days matter? Why are we celebrating one above the rest?
Oh man. I'm gonna refrain.
How come 4th of July? How come 4th of what about when Saturday doesn't have a holiday? Is Saturday any less worthy? There's something seriously wrong going on here. All days matter. Hey, it really kind of puts in perspective the stupidity of that stuff, right? I'll just address real quickly before we go into the topic of the show. You know, I've seen a lot of things in the past weeks. Everything that's been going on in the earth is good, right? Mm-hmm. It's really, I mean, like, it's really good stuff the sense that while there is tragedy mixed in it, a scripture I'm going to bring out in class later, but I'll bring it. You get it for me. I think it's Psalm 65. I want to start at 4. And while there's tragedy around what's going on in the earth, those of us who are in the know and understand the scriptures, it's definitely a rejoicing. It's a beautiful time because I'll finish my thought on what I say. Some people have been watching us and saying some confusing things. There's been people that have been putting stuff out there saying like, oh, well, you guys are confusing me. Like, you know, sometimes you guys talk real good. And then I see that you, it sounds like you're against Black Lives Mattering. And, you know, I had to point out, listen, the organization that goes with Black Lives Matter, right? They took that. Black Lives do matter. Actually, Israelite lives matter. That's
right,
really,
right, right.
That's
let's
really
say
the right way,
right?
Right. Israelite. But speaking colloquially, you can say Black, Hispanic, and Native, or Native, Latin, and Black lives matter, right? And we're 110% for that because God is for that, right? He says we are above all nations. Our lives do matter more, right? So this whole topic of all lives matter. All lives do matter, but some lives do matter more to God. To God.
Right.
But Black Lives Matter as a movement, it's starting to come out that it's a fallacy. It's they're getting people emotionally triggered, right? And which is good because in the scripture says in your affliction you'll seek me early. So these things are happening for us, and that's why I say everything that's going on in the earth now it's beautiful. And these things are happening for us. Lord's will is bringing more people, and I know for a fact it is, at least to IUIC, bringing more attention to us, whether it's direct contact or you can tell people have been watching more with the stuff and the content that we're putting out because they see the organization that we have, and they're starting to see that the message that – see, because despite what's going on in the earth, we've been pushing the same message for as long as we've been in the truth, and the Bible and the Israelites have been pushing the same message since the beginning of time. So this is all good stuff. And Black Lives Matter as an organization, their agenda is to tear down the patriarchal household, right? It says it in their mission statement. If you go past the fluff in the front, their agenda is to encourage single parent households. All the things that our slave masters have put into place by via the Willie Lynch letter, their agenda is they're pro for that, right? And they do it under the guise of the afflictions that not just Black, but so-called brown are under. And really what's behind that is you know, you get yourself aligned with that. And then you find out they're not really about Black. Because if Black Lives mattered, why would you be pro-abortion, right? If Black Lives mattered, why would you be for homosexual households that destroy the possibility of reproduction? And don't get into the semantics of they'll do in vitro and whatever like that. It's against nature and it's against what God has in place. So there's a whole other agenda behind that. But read this real quick. Psalm 65, start at 4.
Okay, real quick. I don't know if you covered it. Black Lives Matter. Why are you pro-abortion?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I said. If Black Lives Matter, why are you for abortion?
You mentioned that. Okay.
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah. No, listen, sometimes things need to be said. Hey, I'm going to do a yellow sup on that one. Sometimes stuff goes over people's head and they got to come out again.
And then put the mic down and look at it.
Right. And then just look at everybody. Right. We got to do that more. Right.
Over the glass. Hey,
when I used to be in acting and drama, they said that's called the dramatic pause. I was good at that. That was my thing. That was my thing. The dramatic pause. I had it down. I had it down. Psalm 65 and 4.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 65, verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest.
Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, right? Because any of us who receive this understanding, right? All Israel's called, but only a set number is chosen. And if you're able to not just receive this and understand it, but endure until the end, whether that means you die or Christ returns, all right? It says you are blessed. Come on.
And causes to approach unto thee.
And causes to approach unto thee. Because a man that is chosen of God, you approach unto him. How do you approach unto the Most High? In the Bible, in the Holy Bible. You start to study. You start to learn your true heritage. You start to apply the laws, statutes, and commandments. You start to live the Bible and not just do it as a thing once a week like you did in Christianity or whatever else you were in. Come on.
That he may dwell in thy courts.
That he may dwell in thy courts, that the blessed man may obtain the kingdom of heaven. Come on.
We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house.
We are going to be satisfied with the goodness of God's house. And that has a lot of levels to it, but I'm not going to get into that now. That's for my class later, right? Read on.
Even of thy holy temple.
Even of thy holy temple, right? The prophecy in Revelation 21 talks about how we'll be nourished. We won't need anything because we'll be blessed in his holy temple, which is him. In that time, it's not a temple. No temple will be needed because God and Christ will be there amongst us. Come on.
By terrible things in righteousness.
By terrible things in righteousness. Come on.
Wilt thou answer us?
will God answer us? God does terrible things, but they're done in righteousness. COVID is terrible. It is killing people. It is hurting Israelites, right? We don't care about the other nations. The scripture says they are dropping the bucket. It is hurting even of the unrepentant of our brothers and sisters, right? Because loving your neighbor means the children of thy people, according to Leviticus 19, right? 17 and 18. Your neighbor is the children of thy people. They don't believe. So when Christ said, love your enemies, he spoke of those of your own people. So yes, it's tragic that disproportionately so-called native Latin and black people are the ones that are getting jacked up by this virus, right? Yes, other nations are getting jacked up by it as well, but it's tragic. It's a terrible thing, but God means it in righteousness. Come on.
O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth.
God is our confidence in all the ends of the earth. Is that it on verse 5?
No, sir.
Come on.
And of them that are afar off upon the sea.
And of them that are afar off upon the sea, meaning scattered to all the nations. So read the top part of verse 5 again.
Verse 5.
When I say that it's wonderful times that we're living in, read it.
By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us.
By terrible things in righteousness will God answer us. So as we're praying for destruction of our enemies, as we're praying for the black Messiah to return and redeem his people and save them from the heathen, his enemies, right? Those are our enemies round about us. It says God will do terrible things to save us. And nobody should be offended by that, because everybody loves the Ten Commandments movie. Everybody loves the history of Moses, thinking that it's all people. And God did terrible things to the Egyptians in righteousness for our sake.
That's right.
So there's nothing new under the sun. So when you see these horrors, when you see these types of things, it's because we are hard-headed, stiff-necked, rebellious, and we refuse to return unto him. So it behooves us, and it's on us and our responsibility and our reasonable service to bring light to these type of things. So it's a wonderful time in the earth right now. All praises to the Most High.
All praises.
I know we got some great stuff coming out from Captain Aparium. I know I know it's hard with your schedule to get it in on the recordings, and he carved it out. It actually would have been done sooner. We probably would have been releasing segments of it if the producer didn't decide that he wanted to go to the wedding.
He redeemed himself. He did good.
Yeah.
But you're right though. And I told him we can't pussyfoot on that.
Right.
Because
right. So
what's going on?
So I'm excited to see the type of stuff that's gonna come out. I know you go very hard on the detail of historic things that happened to us, and it's necessary for our people, right? So we're gonna talk about that a little bit today. We're gonna cover all tribes, but guess what? There's a lot of brothers that are covering Judah and everything else. So today we're going to talk a little more specifically, right? Although you cannot separate, right, the two tribes, there's going to be overlap with everything, about Northern Kingdom, so-called Northern Kingdom, the so-called Native and Latin, and even Latin is a misnomer, because we're Native Indigenous too. I see myself that way, right? I mean, what was called the Arawak Indians were predominantly in the Caribbean. You have the Caribs. Before we were called, Mexican, Puerto Rican, those were the names our slave masters gave us. We never called ourselves Dominicans and Mexican and Panamanian and all those things. The conquistadors came and they named the lands after themselves, right? Where's the scripture that says that about how they name things after themselves?
Oh, that's in Psalms.
Yeah, let's get that so we can prove that.
Snap, I got it right. What'd you say?
Yeah, Psalms 49:11. Understand that those things. So to my point that we are Native Indigenous, right? Just there's even I'm telling you, even in the characterizations, there's a stereotype and they create a division because they try to say Native means your typical, which the Bible will call Gad and Reuben. Native means that exclusively, and it doesn't. Anybody on this side of the hemisphere is Native. And that includes what's known today as so-called Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Dominicans, so on and so forth. Right.
Right. We're the aboriginals. So
right.
Thing.
We are the aboriginal people. Everybody thinks aborigines and they think Australia.
Yeah, right.
Because that's it's kind of like when you think Christianity and you think the religion
right.
and not the follower of Christ. Aboriginal means original people from there. And technically, biblically, we are not the original people from here. Our originations come from Israel, Africa. Right.
Right.
But we are the original people here before the other people came.
We are the true founding fathers.
We are the true founding fathers, right? This is correct. Read that real quick about them naming things.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 49, verse 11. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever.
Right? Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever. This goes from all levels. This goes from the Chaldeans, the so-called deep state at the high level. They think that they can continue to suppress God. Remember, the scripture tells you that their pride has deceived them so much that they believe that the creator of everything, they've pulled one over on him, right? But also, this really stands out with your everyday Edomite that you see out there, right? Which is your so-called Caucasians, so-called white people, right? They believe that their time, their rulership will continue forever. We know otherwise in the scriptures, but go ahead.
And their dwelling places to all generations.
And their dwelling places to all generations. They think that they're going to continue to rule over our inheritance, which is the whole earth, and be able to pass that down to their seed after them. They think Italy's always going to be known as Italy, which they weren't even the original so-called right. Italians, right? Right. I think I had mentioned last week, I was watching a video with Farrakhan, and he made a statement like, hey, listen, you go anywhere in the earth, and the so-called white person, really, they have no origins. They have no. They've came out of the clefts of the rock. They are the real caveman, and they really have no inheritance. And that, and the Bible tells you that their inheritance was not land. Their inheritance was to take other people's lands.
Right.
That was their
thieves,
prophecy.
Thievery.
Their inheritance was thieves and murderers. All right, that's what their inheritance is and was. Come on.
They call their lands after their own
names. They call their lands after their own names. They call their lands after America was named after Amerigo Vespucci, right? Dominican Republic, before they called it that, they called it Hispaniola, right? Because why? It was a property of Spain, right? So it's saying like little Spain, right? So you see that throughout.
Okay, even North Central South America, they put America after that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, how you figure that?
Absolutely. They consider Canada America, right? Alaska. Hey, and like I said, I haven't dived into it. I started reading another book that I got first about the Olmecs because I'm trying to sort through it to bring some stuff out in regards to Second Ezra's because there's a – and I remember, when I first went back to college in my 30s, I did a paper for English class. It wasn't a history class or nothing. We were able to pick whatever topic. And there's a lot of research out there, though not widely supported by a lot of scholars because of their sacred cows, which are, you know, they're very dogmatic about certain beliefs and things. That whole Bering Strait theory is not accurate by any measure. And this book that I have where it says they came before Columbus, I'm sure there's some bones in there, just like any books. That's what the scripture tells you, making many books, there is no end. But when it comes to our people, when you're able to kind of visualize it, bring it out more, it impacts a little more. Basically, the concept of the book is that there were Africans here before the Spaniards. Now, they're not saying the Africans were the first people here, so, you know, I'm not sure how the book addresses that as far as the Bering Strait theory, but it says that there's like little bits and pieces where it talks about people came from the south, not the north, right? Meaning they came from the bottom of South America, which is what the Bible tells you when it talks about the passage here that took a year and a half. And while they call them African, to me, that just solidifies that there was remnants of Southern Kingdom still coming behind them. And what they call the Olmec and a different people were actually Israel when we first got here. Right. Where we kind of looked a little more like ourselves. Right. Like originally we looked. And then like that final dilution started to happen very heavily when the conquistadors came, which are white Europeans. Right. So this is why you have this mixture of our people. Sometimes you'll see a graphic out there, especially when it comes to Puerto Ricans. But I would say this is true of all so-called Latin countries. We're a mix of Caucasian. right? So-called darker and Spaniards, right? So you get a lot of intermixing. You can also not forget that we've mixed ourselves, and we're going to talk about this in the scriptures in a bit, going back to the beginning of our captivities. So in the Egyptians, in the Assyrians, Ephraim, meaning all northern kingdom, starting with Ephraim, was very much into that, right? And I have some scriptures and stuff that we'll pull out later in regards to that, that talks about that. And we were very much into that intermingling, into that mixing with the other nations. So you get appearance differences. But what's interesting with the book and what I like, he says very early in the prologue so far, is that a lot of people go by the skin and not the skeletal features, right? So he says there's different features and things like that that you look at, you know, deemed Negroid and stuff. But basically he makes an argument that the skin complexion, the color doesn't matter because you could have, you know, different races based on other stuff. And of course he's going into science and anthropology. We understand spiritually, right? You are what your father is, and if you identify with the curses, that's what we roll with. Christ, at the end of the day, is the one that's going to sift all that. Anyway, so I say I'm reading that book. But remember, I had the other book that I mentioned about the borders of America. And there's a lot of places that they name after themselves that's not theirs, right? So we think the contiguous United States when we think the borders of America, but we don't think of the other territories that they own.
Kyle, let me just elaborate real quick on what you were saying about the traveling here and stuff like that. Okay, this will segue with your stuff. Give me 1 Kings 9 and 26. Listen closely, brothers and sisters, because right? A lot of y'all never knew this.
This is the book of 1 Kings, chapter 9, verse 26. And King Solomon.
King Solomon from the tribe of Judah, the same lineage that the Black Messiah comes from, Christ. Go ahead.
Made a navy of ships.
Had a navy of ships. Let's just say he had ships. He had a navy. We had an army. Okay, go ahead.
In Ezongaber, which is beside Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea, in the land of Edom.
Okay, so we had a navy of ships. And then just real quick, give me 2 Chronicles 9 and 21. What was the purpose of those ships? And this is all going along with what Cap was bringing out. All right, it's very well likely. And I hope you can dig into that and put more light into this.
This is the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 9, verse 21. For the king's ships went to Tarshish.
Tarshish is modern-day Spain.
With the servants of Haram. Every 3 years once came the ships of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory, and apes and peacocks.
What's that called? That's called trade. Okay, that's called trade. All right, so yes, we were very sophisticated. Unbeknownst to what to a lot of our Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, we were very sophisticated. All right, and I go into that in my class series that Cap was talking about, but I just wanted to bring that up.
Right, so like I think we've also done shows on it in the past about the book American Holocaust,
right?
And we like emphasize the type of societies that we had and the structure that we had, and how when the Europeans came here, see, this is history that they don't speak to you
right.
about, because they want you to believe, remember, they believe their houses will continue forever. In order to do that, they have to pilfer themselves up as the best people on the planet, right? That everything white is right. Everything comes from them, right? And I'm speaking colloquially, right, when I say that. I know sometimes it might be hard for people who don't know, who look at us and they'll just see the skin complexion. Obviously, if you start diving into features and things like that, then you can say, well, yeah, they're not really white, right? They're something else. But the point is, I got to speak in those colloquial terms, because not everybody understands Edom and Esau. They don't know what the hell we're saying when we say that. So we have to speak that way, even if it is in a proper word. Like I said, it's a misnomer to describe them like that, right? Nothing. What's white is a sheet of paper, right? This cable is white. There's no people that really look like that, right? Not naturally. I mean, you put makeup on them and stuff to make them look that. And this is black, right? You don't know no people that have this color on them and stuff like that. And even certain, like, if you look at true brown, there's no real brown people, right? So that's a misnomer, but we need to speak in those terms. So I want to read a little bit just of this article here, right? We're going to shift to this and jump around. So we're going to pull up the article from The Guardian that says we're suffering the same abuses, right? Latinos hear their stories echoed in police brutality protests, right? There's a media blackout on so-called Hispanics and Native indigenous people when it comes to the abuses that we face. and it feeds the machine, right? I was looking at I look at so many comments, right? So like hey, and even our brother who's not a believer, they have the soldier that was murdered, Vanessa Guillen, I think.
Vanessa Guillen, from
Fort Hood, I think.
Yep, Fort Hood.
And it turns out it was a black person that murdered her, another soldier, right?
Allegedly,
right? And even if it turns out to be true, so, you know, they're like, oh, if it was a white soldier that did it, right? This was our brother that, you know, the fake news would say this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, so he was like, you know, there's a narrative. And he's correct. There is a narrative, but it's not in the way that he's been brainwashed to think of the narrative. The narrative is the reason it's not getting the media attention is because there's a Hispanic involved. Right. And that's part of the crafty council to keep our people divided, to make it appear as if we don't fit the curses, right, that we don't go through the same types of things. Because let me tell you, historically, you cannot refute that Northern Kingdom, so-called Hispanics and natives fit the curses. Because when you look biblically at the curses and our history historically, we absolutely fit them, just like so-called blacks do.
That's because they don't know the Bible, Cap. They don't know the Bible. They have never read it. As much as they say they read it, they've never read it.
Right. But now you look at modern, right? And people say, well, see, these are the curses alive today. You don't see Northern Kingdom under the curses alive today. That's a lie. That's not the truth. And there is a narrative pushing that. We've gone over that when I've talked about that's part of the crafty council, cast their bands asunder, so on and so forth. So we have to dig through these things. And this is what Captain Apartment spent some time yesterday going over a lot of this stuff. So you'll start to see classes come out in regards to that, that we are suffering the same abuses and always have It's just not reported on as much because it does not fit their major narrative of division between us. So it says Latinos hear their stories echoed in police brutality protests. They highlight a California here in just one respect. This is in a 3-year span, Latinos in California represented 46% of deadly police shootings, second to the rates for African Americans. And I'll say this: this is not about the cops alone, right? Because then you have that. If anything, we're pro cop. I did a video some years mm-hmm. back in camp, and people were up in arms about it.
Absolutely.
There's bad people in every organization, right? We've had we went through something like that where they were trying to blame us for some bad apples that were here, right? The Bible shows you there's bad people amongst our people all the time. We are very pro law enforcement because the Bible says that we should be that way because God has set them in power. We understand that we were reprobate, we were rebellious, and part of our curses is that we can't even police ourselves as much as we may want to. So we have to be policed by other nations, right? And what happens within that, and don't be surprised when it's actually a cop that is an Israelite that does these things too, that is in the Bible as well when it talks about taskmasters that were set up over us, all right? So it's the same. Remember, Moses saw the two Israelites, right? And, you know, well, he saw the Israelite and then the Egyptian messing with him. There's a lot of history that validates and shows all this. But like you said, Cap, people don't read their Bible, so they don't know this type of stuff. So even though it's going to talk about police brutality, right, which we know happens, trust me, we're actually the number one killer of our own people, right? Just abortion alone justifies that, not before you even get into the shootings and the violence that we have with each other, right? So we're definitely on board with that agenda. But to just let you know that we're under the same type of oppressions, right? So it says, on Saturday night, just before 11, California Highway Patrol officers opened fire on the car of Eric Salgado, was driving in East Oakland, killing the 23-year-old and injuring his pregnant girlfriend. It was the second time in 4 days that Bay Area law enforcement killed a Latino man suspected of property crimes. Sean Monterosa, 22, was shot dead in Vallejo on 2 June by police responding to calls of looting. Monterosa was on his knees when an officer opened fire through his car window, the city's police chief said. The deaths of Salgado and Monterosa were new tragedies unfolding even before the communities of color in the San Francisco Bay Area had a chance to absorb the previous trauma. Latino community activists say they hear their own stories echoed in the demand for an end to police brutality, with Salgado's name only the most recent hashtag in a long and growing list of Latinos killed by police. Cases that don't always generate widespread media coverage.
There you go. I mean, that's it. They're telling you right there.
Right. So you know that they do not generate widespread media coverage. And there is a narrative to that, right? So you're right, little bro. If the most I ever put the spirit on you to watch this, right? You know, we have a civil relationship with our younger brother. We just know that it's not based on the Bible, so there's limits to what we can really discuss with him and you know, and a lot of us has family like that, right? So we don't know. Time and chance is given to all. You know, we can't ostracize him for that. You know, definitely if we see sin, you know, we're not going to let that stuff come around us. We're going to talk about that. But yeah, there is a narrative, and it's not the narrative that, but you know, it's funny because the people that speak against the narrative, they don't realize that they're being fed. Remember when Christ said that when the unclean spirit leaves you, when seven more come back, find it clean and swept, right? Meaning you're going to fill it with something. And if you're not filling it with the knowledge of the scriptures, you think that you stand alone and that you're independent or that you're alternative, but your strings are pulled, you're a puppet just like the rest, right? And if I'm going to be a puppet, I'd rather be a puppet for God, the creator and power of all things, because somebody will make that an argument and say, well, you're puppets too, to the Bible. You're damn right we are. His thoughts are higher than ours, his ways are higher than ours, and you can't do anything against God.
Just like, says we're servants. We're
right,
his servants.
Right. We're his servants. So, yes, I proudly say that.
Yes.
Because his promises and what we have in store are eternal for us after all this. What are those people and those things you subscribe to? So it's funny how people think they stand alone. I'm an individual. I thought, no, you don't. Everybody programs all the time. You think that you sit there and that you're programming whatever books you read, whether they're different, whatever it is, you're programmed. What were you going to say?
Can I bring out a script real quick?
Go ahead, go ahead.
Give it.
I'm waiting for the rant, but, you know, don't go 20 minutes.
No, give me Proverbs 20:24, right, for the people that say you control your own thoughts. No, you do not know the Bible.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 24. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way?
Okay, you don't understand your own way because the Most High is, you saying we're puppets? Everyone is a puppet under the Most High God. He's the puppet master. He controls everyone.
Hey, that's funny because, yeah, right. Whether you believe the Bible or not, you're in subjection to the Most High God.
Everyone is.
Right.
Everyone is, hey, even a Caucasian man.
It's like the, I like to quote this from the second Matrix movie, and he's there in front of the Jake that's in charge, and he tells him, not everybody believes what you believe, as far as Neo being the one and everything, which means not everybody believes on Christ,
right?
Neo's supposed to represent Christ and stuff. And he says, my beliefs don't require that they do. So, and I often think of Romans when he says, let God be true and every man a liar. Shall their unbelief make the truth of God of none effect? No, it doesn't. So your unbelief in God doesn't invalidate what God is going to do in the earth and what he's doing in the earth. So you're all subject to the higher power, everybody, right? So it says it's important not to get caught up in the trap of oppression Olympics and compare our oppression against other groups. And this is true because you don't want to sit there and say, well, my oppression is worse than yours. What needs to be pointed out, though, is that our oppression is equal. That is the great equalizer amongst Israel, right? Especially you Northern Kingdom that think you're better than your Southern Kingdom counterparts. You Latins that think you're better than so-called black people, all right?
I like the way they put oppression Olympics. That is that.
Yeah. It's not about my plight is worse,
right?
It's that our plight is the same.
Right.
Israel and Judah shall be oppressed together, the scripture says. Can we get that real quick?
Yep. Continuing to think that that one plight is better than the other is what has us divided.
Right.
You're falling into, you're a puppet, falling into the system led by the Caucasian man that's trying to make you continue to think that way. No, our oppression is the same. And he's going to bring, go ahead, man.
Go ahead, bring it out. Bring it out. You got it?
Ooh, no, I don't.
Jeremiah 50:33.
Oh,
right there.
Right there. While he gets that, it says, so it says, it's important not to get caught up in the trap of oppression Olympics and compare our oppression against other groups, said George Galvis, executive director of Communities United for Restorative Youth Justice. Gosh, all these freaking long names. An organization that supports youth impacted by incarceration. Hey, if they're not supporting them with the Bible, they might be well-intentioned, but I don't know what's going on there. It says Latinos and black communities have a common pain, a common oppression, but we've got our own martyrs, meaning We have our George Floyds. We have our Breonna Taylors, right? Mm-hmm. And we just read a couple of them. They're called Salgado. They're called Monterosa. There's different ones, right? But it's a common pain. It's a common oppression. Read the scripture.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 33. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together.
It says the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together. Common.
Finish that.
Common pain, common oppression.
And all that took them captive held them fast.
And it says all that took them captive held them fast. And it was the same nations that took us captives. Sometimes at different times, but now we're in a unique space in the history of the earth in that oppression together is happening now. Widespread, not with the chains, not with the yokes, right? But in the type of oppression, in what? The discrimination that we have against us, how we're seen as a people. It's the same thing. Because if you think about it, there were times in history where we were oppressed together, but what happened? Northern Kingdom, right, went off more and for longer than Southern Kingdom did. But now in these last days, you're starting to see our common oppression together again. Together again.
And the end, finish it, because it's going to be exactly what you just said, that we don't have the chains, right? But how do we have us? Go ahead.
They refuse to let them go.
They refuse to let us go.
Right. They won't let us go. And you know what? One of the ways they won't let us go? When we bring out the proper understanding that thus saith the Lord, that we are the Israelites that the Bible speaks of and not those imposters, and they tell you that's anti-Semitism. They will not let us go in the way that they look at us. They will not let us go when... Right. Again, separate from Black Lives Matter as a movement. But when you try to bring awareness to our plight, they tell you, well, everybody matters. Everybody matters only when we try to bring attention to the oppression that's over us. But everybody doesn't matter when they're in their exclusive neighborhoods, when they've done redlining, when they've done gentrification. Right. This is to name just a few of the modern ones. Right. When you don't get hired because of cronyism. Right. I mean, the fire department in New York was known for that for a long time. Maybe it's a little different now, where if you were not Irish, you weren't getting a job, no matter what testing and whatever they put in there.
You would see maybe one token Hispanic or so-called black man in the fire department.
Yep.
They were all Esau. Okay, if you want to comment, this brother here says in North Dakota, there's not enough Judah, so they oppress Gad and Issachar.
Yeah, oh, he said heavy, right. Heavy. So I think I saw something the other day about North Dakota and South Dakota, and there's a lot of there was something that happened with a Gadite in South Dakota, man. I was reading it. I don't think I saved the article. Oh, man, I wish I would have remembered. It was something that happened. Oh, isn't Mount Rushmore in South Dakota?
Yeah.
Okay, so
one of those Dakotas,
they were saying that there were some natives there. Oh, you know what? I got it here real quick. Let me read it real quick. It says Trump was pushing racial division. I didn't give you this article. We will put the picture in a second. There's only an excerpt that I want from this article. So Trump said this at the Mount Rushmore thing. He says, this movement is openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. So he's speaking a racial divide because he's saying that bringing awareness to our plight and our lives mattering is attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. Every person on Mount Rushmore was a racist slave owner that didn't give a shit about our people.
Right. Tell it.
Right? So he says he lamented cancel culture and charged that some of the political left helped to defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. That's what God has in store for y'all. He's going to erase your heroes. They're going to say, is this the man that made nations tremble? Yes. And he's going to show the atrocities, the judgments in Obadiah. And he says, and indoctrinate our children. You're right, because the scripture says everybody will keep the commandments and all of them will bring tribute to us in Jerusalem, in New Jerusalem.
Right.
And if they don't, they will get famine in their land. They will get drought and they will be put to death.
Oh, praise.
So, yes, the Bible does say those things. He said Americans should speak proudly of their heritage and shouldn't have to apologize for its history. Listen, only in America, because Lord forbid you speak this against the Jews, the so-called Jews, the Jewish. And boy, it'll be an uproar. I'm telling you, It's such a confederacy. And anti-Semitism is such a fallacy because almost every nation, Arabs are Semitic.
Right. So what about that? So now when they go against Israel, now they're anti-Semitic?
East Indians are Semitic. Russians are Semitic. Your everyday white man is Semitic.
Hey, Chinese?
Chinese are Semitic and Japanese. Freaking idiots. He said, we will not be terrorized, we will not be demeaned, and we will not be intimidated by bad, evil people. They called us evil people. Hey, that's like in Hosea where it says, in the land where they say you're not, dare you be called the sons of the living God. He's calling us evil people, right?
Trump's anti-Semitic because he's saying the China flu and Kung flu. He don't like the Chinese. He's anti-Semitic.
He's anti-Semitic.
Based on genealogy.
But they won't say that. So hold on. I want to get to the part about South Dakota. It says... hold on. Another governor there said they're trying to wipe away the lessons of history. They said it's being done deliberately to discredit America's founding principles. Their founding principles was slavery, by discrediting the individuals who formed them. So hold on. There's something that they say here. Okay. Hold on. Here it is. It says leaders of the several Native American tribes in the region raised concerns that the event could lead to virus outbreaks among their members, because it was like a big event there, who they say are particularly vulnerable to COVID-19, which we've brought this out on the show recently, because of an underfunded healthcare system and chronic health conditions, right? It says the president is putting our tribal members at risk to stage a photo op at one of our most sacred sites, said Harold Frazier, chairman of the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe. Some Native American groups used Trump's visit to protest the Mount Rushmore Memorial itself. So Gad was out there. Gad has started to wake up.
It's starting, man.
Gad
has started.
Well, let me rephrase that. The Gad here that are asleep like that, because there are many Gadites that are awake already.
Right.
All right. And I know I say it jokingly. There's a lot of Judah. There's a lot of us that might be Gads. Not just
right.
Judah. I buzz
right.
Judah's chops a lot.
Right.
And there still might be Gad in Africa. There still might be Gad scattered in other parts of the earth. We're not entirely sure, right? That's when the Most High will sort that out. But the Gad, your prototypical Gad here in the United States of America, they're starting to wake up. It says they were protesting his visit, pointing out that the Black Hills were taken from the Lakota people. So where they have their faces enshrined, just like we read in Psalms 49 about the they named the places after themselves and stuff. They took the Black Hills from Gad, and then they put those four, what is it, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and who else?
Some other Edomite.
Hey, so put the picture up that I sent you.
It's insignificant who they were.
It is insignificant. It is. And you're right, because in the last day, it's going to be, is this the man, right?
Yeah, Lincoln.
Oh, and Roosevelt.
Oh,
right.
The one that was on the horse with the front of the Museum of Natural History.
Right.
Huh, how convenient.
And it says the original founding fathers. So you have brought this out earlier about the real founding fathers is our people. Right. And really, you should put up some if you talk about the landmass of the United States, what's called the United States today. Then yes, that's the original founding fathers. You should even put up some prototypical looking Hispanics up there.
Right. Hey, when you say they're the founding fathers, they're not wrong. They're the founding fathers for the Edomites.
Right.
For the Caucasians,
they're just not yours.
After they came and stole the land from us.
But they ain't wrong.
Right. But they ain't our founding fathers.
Oh, he said they had to change the college name from UND Fighting Sioux to Fighting Hawks. Yeah, but see, that's also
that's
cancel culture, though. Because I like that these things are out there. Because
it's
people are
going to
forget. It brings awareness, right? Yeah. So it says here that there were more than 100 protesters, many Lakota. They lined a road leading from the Keystone to the monument. And remember, they everybody forgot about the Keystone Oil Pipeline. They were up there protesting that, too.
That's right.
They were holding signs, playing Lakota music. Some held their fists in the air as cars loaded with event attendees passed by.
Fist in the air.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. So it says, protect South Dakota's first people. You are on stolen land and dismantle white supremacy.
Wow. There goes the picture,
yeah. Hey, we should get in touch with this Harry Frazier guy. Can we make a note of that?
Yeah.
Whoever's reaching out to these for us to do segments
and
with them on the show.
And the Ephraimite sister from... Okay.
Yeah, so can... hold on. I'm gonna take a snapshot of it so that you can see... Harry Frazier, hold on.
Got to strike while the iron's hot.
Where is he? I think it's a bad example. That's Harris. Mike Harris. He's a Republican person. President or tribal members. gosh, I lost it. But I have the article here. I'll look for it later. So we got to reach out to this guy and see what we could do about that. Anyway, so...
get the side pictures off.
I don't know why they put in that. Hold on. What's the other article I sent
you?
Get them out. Oh, put up the statistics. So let me show you something. Yeah, you could bring up Roosevelt in later. All right. So put up this. I found this hysterical. Somebody on my, I have a business, so I have like a Facebook page that's for that, and so I have some associates for that. And mind you, this guy was so-called, he's a Mexican. I'm not even gonna say Issachar. He's a Mexican, all right. And he put this up as the protests were going on, and saying that this disproves the police brutality disproportionately on blacks, right? And Hispanics are listed here too. So when you look at this, and it says number of people shot to death by the police in the United States from 2017 to 2020, white by pure number are higher than black or Hispanic.
I've been hearing these statistics.
Hold on. I'm going to use their same side against them with a hard work.
Use it with a hard work.
Right. I'm going to use the same side against them. That's an inside joke. People are like, why are they laughing about that? Deacon Asaf knows.
It goes way back.
It goes way back. First of all, if you combine blacks and Hispanic, which are one people, right? In many cases, the pure numbers would surpass it. But, right, this is not an accurate representation.
Bring it out.
I'm going to explain to you why, right? It's basic statistics, right? Without getting too deep, I'm not going to talk about R values and things like that.
No, please don't.
All right. No. I'm not going to talk about all that, right? No. Listen, I fell asleep a lot in my statistics class, too, so I barely passed it. But I do remember certain aspects of it. You cannot compare numbers when the population numbers are higher. Whites by pure number will clearly show up more right. Because there is more of them. That's just common sense. So, scroll up, and I'm going to show you on the same site. Hold on. Is that it? No, it should be at the top. Go to the top. I'm sorry. Oh, it shows up different on here. It's okay, so scroll there.
It's probably broken up different.
Okay, hold on. Okay, right there. Up. Sadly, the trend of fatal police shootings in the United States seems to only be increasing, with a total 506 civilians having been shot, 105 of who were black. In 2018, there were 996 fatal police shootings, and in 2019, 1,004. Here is where their own site cuts them. Click where it says rate of fatal police shootings among black Americans.
Wow, they're so crafty, boy.
This is the same site, and this guy tried to put this out as a statistic.
He don't read. He just saw what he saw.
The rate, because when you go by percentage, that's the equalizer, because it makes things more relative than going by raw numbers. Blacks are the highest, which we already knew. We don't need no statistics to show that. And number two are Hispanics right behind it. And look at where white fall down. 13. And you know what? That other, I guarantee you that includes so-called natives in there. So you can throw that number over here, make that 27, right? 2731 compared to the 13. Come on, man. And this is their statistics where they keep this stuff on this. So you go to that one page and you see the raw numbers and you say, oh, this isn't right.
They hit it. They hit it because they know nobody's going to go any further than what that.
Right.
They're just going to see what they're going to see. And they're like, oh, you see, that's
it. Right. The rate of the shootings is what you need to look at, not the pure number.
Look at this.
And that's per million of the population.
I was just going to point that out in parentheses. And see, people don't read that either. If it's a parentheses, they don't read it.
That's per million of the population. So if you were to go by pure, and again, this isn't exactly accurate. So you could say 31 per million, right? There's a percentage behind that, right? You divide the 31 into the million, there's a percentage. The higher the number, the higher those things, right? The other one says 23, right? So it's clear that our people, and look at this stat. Hispanics are on there too. And in most cases, they're right behind so-called blacks when it happens.
Hey, look at the supplementary notes. That's just what you just mentioned. The source list, the following demographics in the United States.
Yeah, 197 million that's white Americans. So, of course, the pure number would be higher. There's 42 million blacks, 39 million Hispanics. right? And then 49 listed as other. And then who knows who's in the mix as so-called Native Americans in there. So clearly it is disproportionate. Clearly it is against our people. And you so-called brown people, you're part of this as well, right? Let me get... We're going to show that video of the brother in Tucson in a minute. Let me get Hosea. Let me show you something, you so-called Hispanics, so-called Native Americans. And if you happen to happen upon the show, if you brothers and sisters share with those who don't believe, these are the, I mean, you should be sharing all the shows.
Yep.
But these are the type
yep.
that you should definitely be pushing out. Let me get Hosea 7, and let's start at 8.
You should keep sharing it till they block you as a friend.
Yep.
That's the time when you stop.
That's when you know you've done good. Yeah. You're a good Israelite if you haven't been blocked yet.
Yeah.
Meaning not a good Israelite.
Right.
Hosea 7 and 8.
This is the book of Hosea, chapter 7, verse 8. Ephraim, he have mixed himself amongst the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned.
And you got some idiots out there who say that. That doesn't mean that he's been intermingled with the people. Right. When it says mixed among the people, they're saying that just means they were around them, that they picked up their doctrines. All right. It says Ephraim is a cake. So first of all, why would it say that? It says it's not talking about that. Right. A cake not turned is what? Let's use a pancake, for example, because it's real simple. Right. You put a pancake on. Right. One side, if you don't turn it, is going to be dark and the other is going to be light, meaning that Ephraim's going to be mixed with many nations and is going to have a very different appearance than the rest of the tribes. All right. And when he says Ephraim, he's talking about what's known as the so-called Northern Kingdom tribes. All right. So we're going to have a broad appearance. Let me get Psalms 106 and 35. Do you remember the one that Bishop brought out that we brought out a couple
weeks
ago?
Yeah, that's the first Esdras.
Yeah, get that one too. But watch this, Psalms 106 and 35. And I want you to get me the definition. Officer of, what did I say, 106 and what?
35.
Mingle. Look up the definition of mingle, right? You could just do Google.
Yeah.
And read this real quick.
That's the book of Psalms, chapter 106, verse 35. But we're mingled among the heathen.
But we're mingled among the heathen, come on.
And learn their works.
It says we were mingled among the heathen and learn their works, right? So this, you can use this as a precept for Hosea 7 and 8, in addition to the other one we're going to bring out. But let me get mingled, all right? Let's look up this definition, all right? Because not just for the naysayers of the Southern Kingdom, but for Northern Kingdom that, no, that's not me. That's not me. That's not me. I live on fifth floor. All right. So look, it says mix or cause to mix together, right? And then it says, watch. Look at a similar. Blend. Intermingle, intermix, combine, unite. It's meaning what? Yes, their seed was combined. They were mixed. They were, and we're going to bring out more scriptures after this that validates that. That it does not mean that they were just around them. It means that they were intermingling, having children with them, weakening the seed, because as a result of that, we learn their works. So So like I gave you the example of our younger brother. He thinks that he stands alone in his mindset, but he don't realize that he's being indoctrinated by the media machine as well, because there is a narrative. But now he's on another narrative that's not the right one biblically. Right? Get this one?
I'll read it. All right. This is the book of First Esdras in the Apocrypha, chapter 8 and 60. We're going to start at 70. I'm going to go to 69 and go back to 70 real quick to get the point across. Verse 70. For both they and their sons have married with their daughters.
Both they and their sons have married with the daughters of the heathen. They have mingled. They have mixed. They have combined. They have interweaved. And you interweave something. I like that one. Because interweave doesn't mean you put the fabric on top of each other.
Right.
It's not like a T layered with another T over it.
No,
it means the thread was intertwined, which means sex and a mixing.
Yep.
So Hosea... Dummies that don't read your Bible.
They don't read it.
Hosea 7 and 8 means exactly what the breakdown has been coming out and says.
Right. I heard one breakdown that means he was a baker or some crap.
Freak out of here with that BS.
That was a long time ago, idiot. And the holy seed is mixed with the strange people of the land.
The holy seed is mixed. It is mingled with the strange people of the land. Mixed among the people. This is why physically our characteristics is that of a cake, not turn. Has nothing to do with baking. Has very little to do with the ideology. It's talking physically. And then when you read Psalms 106 and 5, it says, yes. And as a result, we learn their works. Think about it today. Let me not even use Israel. Take a Chinese man and marry him to a so-called Jewish woman. And what starts to happen? He either trims his ways or she does, or they start to celebrate both their customs that are different. You see it every day.
He'll become Juan Bernstein.
Right. You see it every day. No, but usually Moab don't roll that way. So usually if you're going to marry them, you got to go. You got to do it. You got to do their Chinese New Year and all that stuff. Right. You see it with the marriages today is my point, that you learn their works. You pick up their customs. And let me tell you something for you Northern Kingdom people. Your custom is more than your cuisine, and it's more than a flag for your country.
Oh, you're dancing.
You're dancing. Your heritage lies in this scripture. It's the only heritage worth a damn, according to the Bible, is scripture, because that's what God likes, that guys, and that's what pleases him. Everything else is just fluff. He created other things for the other nations so they can have something to focus their attention on. Go ahead. Finish up what you're
and
doing.
From the beginning of this matter, the rulers and the great men have been partakers of this iniquity.
And it's a sin to intermingle. This is why in Hosea was cut in the Northern Kingdom, blasting them for that intermingling. Because as a result, they followed idolatry and they weakened the holy seed, the scripture says.
Right. Now, 69 is going to explain who they mixed with real quick.
Go ahead.
This is very pertinent. The nation of Israel, the princes, the priests, and Levites have not put away from them the strange people of the land.
They have not put away because we were commanded. You read that in Psalms 106. We were commanded historically to what? Put the people away. And what did we start doing? We might have killed the men, but we kept the women. We might have, and it's just different things throughout history. And instead of shunning them, we embraced them, much like we do today, bringing them into our causes, bringing them into our plight. They will never understand us because they are not us. Their spirit is different. It is not upright in them. Come on.
Nor the pollutions of the Gentiles.
The Gentiles.
Yet they say that Paul came to save the Gentiles.
Right. The Bible says
right.
The pollution of the Gentiles. Come on.
To wit of the Canaanites.
To wit meaning specifically the Canaanites, which are Africans.
Hittites.
Pharisites.
Jebusites.
And the Moabites, come on.
Egyptians. And Edomites.
So it's basically covering almost every base there when it spoke about that.
And I wonder why we have come from different light, from very light to very
right.
dark. Because we actually even mixed with the Caucasian man
yes.
and woman.
Yes, that's what happened. Now, go back to Hosea. Read 7 and 8 again. Hosea 7. I got the page turning silence as we get to it. All right, he's just a soldier. No, he's not seasoned yet to bring it out real quick. I know some brothers don't like tabs, bro, but I tell you, the tab will get you at least in the vicinity right away.
Yeah, you got to lick your fingers.
Yeah, right. Come on.
The book of Hosea, chapter 7, verse 8. Ephraim, he have mixed himself among the people.
Ah, so we covered that, I think, pretty thoroughly, what the mixing really is. Come on.
Ephraim is a cake not turned.
It says Ephraim is a cake not turned, and we just went over that. Now, next part.
Strangers have devoured his strength.
His strength is the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Our strength was devoured because we, by mixing, we went into idolatry. We left our real heritage, which is these laws, statutes, and commandments. That is our strength. It says strangers have devoured this. Come on.
And he knoweth it not.
You oblivious Hispanics. You oblivious Latinx.
What the hell? Man, I just came across that the other day.
Because they don't want to say Latino or Latina, because then it rubs us up against the whole LGBTQ thing.
Latinx. There they go, adding another alphabet to the freaking
Latinx.
That's 26 alphabets they got now for something.
So that they can cover cisgender and all this other BS that they're making up now. It says, and you know if it not. You don't, you're sitting there not realizing what one is a result is that the media doesn't report on it. Two is that you're living in a shell because you're mixing yourself amongst people. Or three is because you're still taking their ideology, which is Christianity, of that all people love each other. My white friends, my Chinese friends, all this other stuff and things like that. Now, the Bible does say make friends of the mammon. Nobody mm-hmm. here is saying
right.
Right. go out there and act uncivilly.
Right.
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 You know, civil unrest and all that stuff
right.
like that.
Right.
You have to work
we
and
don't
function
promote
in this world. We
don't
promote
that
by that any
at
measure.
All because the Most High God in the Bible doesn't promote
right,
that.
Right. So you have to roll in the right spirit with that. But you also must understand where you stand in that hierarchy. And the hierarchy is that you're above all, right? So you shouldn't condescend yourself to them.
Hey, that's a good way of putting it.
So it says, strangers right. have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Come on.
Yay. Gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth not.
It says, yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth it not. You get old. I'm telling you, some of the worst ones are the old gray-head Hispanics.
That went through stuff.
That went through all that racism. Yep.
Yeah.
And they here talking that smack against Southern Kingdom and so-called blacks. And then on top of that, thinking that you're better and you're higher. We have a common oppression, the scripture says. Read on.
And the pride of Israel testifieth to his face.
And it says, your pride testifieth to your face. And when I show you this video, you're going to see the testifying to your face that strangers have devoured your strength, that the way they treat us like crap, just like they do our so-called black brothers and sisters. They have no regard for our lives. They don't care about us. Nor should they. We don't care about them either. Come on.
And they do not return to the Lord their God.
But despite all this, this is why God's going to keep throwing it in your face. Thoma. Because you do not return to the Lord your God. Come on.
Nor seek him for all his
You won't even seek him for all these things that are going on. Come on.
Ephraim is also like a silly dove.
Ephraim also is like a silly dove. Come on.
Without heart.
You lost your heart. You talk all this crap about coming from a proud heritage and we're strong, Borinquen, Mayans, Incas, all this other stuff. Where is your courage and where is your bravery now to stand up with your brothers and sisters in these last days in the revolution that is the keeping of these commandments and spreading this word out there, waking up the rest of them so that our Savior can come and set things right? It says Ephraim is like a silly dove without heart. Come on.
They call to Egypt. They go to Assyria.
Hey, and I'm going
to
tell you something. Judah, too, has picked up some of this silly dove because you're calling to Egypt. You're calling to Assyria. You're trusting in the shadow of Egypt. You're watching for a nation that cannot save you. So we got it's high time we wake up out of this sleep. Get Hosea 8 and 7. Hosea 8 and 7.
This is the book of Hosea, chapter 8, verse 7. For they have sown the wind. And they shall reap the whirlwind.
You reap what you sow. Come on.
It hath no stalk.
So the terrible things that God is doing in righteousness, we've sown it, and it's time that we reap it. And this is why these things are happening to us. Come on.
The bud shall yield no meal. If so be it, yield. A stranger shall swallow it up.
Meaning the understanding. This is why the scripture tells you it'll be the 11th hour. When Northern Kingdom starts to wake up in mass, right? And we don't know exactly when that 11th hour is. Well, you need to, but we're going to know when you start seeing more and more of those tribes start to wake up. It says, the bud shall yield no meal, and if it does yield, the stranger shall swallow it up. So you're going to have a measure of understanding go out into the earth, and you're going to see a remnant of Northern Kingdom start to repent, but it's going to say the stranger, the other nations are going to try to swallow up that understanding within us, right? Trust me, Hosea is not going to sit here and just talk about physical corn and the stranger eating it up. Yes, that goes into that historically, right? When they came and ate our corn and everything else, right? This is talking about the understanding. You're going to reap what you're going to sow. You're going to see it. But it says you're not going to receive the understanding. Come on.
Israel is swallowed up. Now shall they be among the Gentiles.
By swallowed up means being among the Gentiles. Swallowed up means being the hidden ones, not knowing your identity. This is what it means when it says Israel is swallowed up. It says we shall be among the Gentiles. Come on.
As a vessel wherein is no pleasure.
There is a vessel wherein there is no pleasure, meaning they as a, we are a proverb and a byword to them. They hate us. They don't like us. Yes, this is talking about you, so-called Spanish man. Don't matter if you're if you align yourself as a Republican, if you're pro-Trump or whatever it is. Trust me, in their heart of hearts, they see, and they actually in the right spirit, because they only for their people. And that's the mindset that you should have. Come on.
For they are gone up to Assyria, a wild ass alone by himself.
You're trying to go up by yourself. You've gone up into Assyria, right? And what you need to be doing is uniting with your so-called black brothers, right? The Israelites, not Black Lives Matter, not these other movements, right? And it's high time that you start to come together and start keeping these commandments in the faith of Christ as an Israelite. Come on.
Ephraim hath hired lovers.
Going back to my point about mixing. It says Ephraim have hired lovers. They have hired lovers. What is lovers? That means you have sex with them. So the mixed and the mingled means sex with them and bringing unholy seed forth of them. Come on.
Yea, though they have hired among the nations.
And it tells you those lovers were from the nations, meaning outside of Israel. Come on.
Now will I gather them, and they shall sorrow a little for the burden of the king of
Prince. So even though, because then you're going to get the question about what if there's mixing, then how do you know who's Israel? God said he will gather the ones that are pure Israel, that have the seed of the father and they're not the seed of the mother. And he said, and for a little while, right, he says they're going to sorrow. And the sorrow a little for the burden of the king of princes. For a little while, they're going to sorrow with that burden, but God is going to gather the Israelites. Jump to verse 14.
Verse 14. For Israel have forgotten his maker.
We have forgotten our maker. You have forgotten the one true God of Israel. Come on.
And buildeth temples, and Judah have multiplied fenced cities.
When it says we buildeth temples, you see the temples that we built here, right? All over here in Central, South America, all these different things. We didn't build those temples to God. We built them to idolatry because of everything we picked up, right? And then it says, and Judah also, right? This is about Northern Kingdom, but Judah also, come on.
And Judah have multiplied fenced cities, but I will send a fire upon his cities and will, and it shall devour the palaces thereof.
We're all going to get jacked up so that we can come back to our true understanding and our true nationality. Let me show this video here, right? When it talks about the pride of Israel testifieth to his face. Come on. And listen, it don't matter that he committed a crime, because white people commit crimes all the time and they get taken to Burger King.
Right. Right.
What the hell is this?
Assassinations.
So this is here in Tucson. This is here in Tucson. Yeah, I don't hear nothing. This is here in Tucson, and this happened not too long ago. It says graphic content. Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus offered his resignation.
All right, now we hear it.
Hispanic man Carlos Ingram Lopez died in police custody during a domestic disturbance call. So he was beefing with the wife. Hey, pause this for a second. Hey, hey, you sisters, man, that's why you, listen, unless he's beating the crap out of you, don't be crafty. I mean, do you understand what you're doing when you call the cops on a black or Hispanic man in this country?
Hey, let me explain.
The threat
something
to his life?
That's right.
Over words?
That's right. That's right. They are not your personal bodyguards to use to just scare the man. All right? Trust me. That is not what you need to do, because like the minute they come into your house, you've allowed them and authorized them to do whatever they want to do.
That's Willie Lynch. That's the nig woman against the nig man is what they did. And so the strength is in them, so you do that. You don't realize what you're doing when you call the cop. Listen, if he's beating the crap out of you, then you need to do what you need to
exactly.
do. Get law enforcement
Absolutely.
Involved. Over an argument, you're going to go ahead and use the cops against them, because they're sisters in the body that have done that over an argument. And you don't realize that's playing Russian roulette.
Hey.
You're gambling with the life, not just of your husband's life, and if you have children, the father of your kid's life. And in that moment, you're mad, but then you're gonna be sad and upset afterwards when they kill him because of the way they see us and how they police us.
You may have seen in the past where a cop years ago, I'm talking about over 25 years ago, where a cop could go there, a domestic dispute, and tell the man take a walk, and that's where it ended. Them days are over. Okay, understand the responsibilities of a police officer is that once they arrive to any domestic incident, they must take action and document what took place. And now you have put a record on that man. Okay, because now they have to file a report and that gets filed.
Wrap it up,
Esther. Get on the ground.
He's already on the ground. What is talking to get on the ground?
Isn't he naked?
Yes. Now she's... Now she crying.
He's complying. He's saying okay. That's how they do it. They start crying after the fact. And they start attacking the cops.
So what? Check out. They pinned him. I don't know why they... He suffocated under there.
I don't even... What's that about?
That only look... I'm not a cop, but that don't look like some standard police protocol to me.
If they did it because he's naked, I get it, but why they have to cover the face?
Can't breathe. Bro, it's hot in Arizona, man.
That's Tucson.
He's in his garage under his thing. So they gave a... Stop. He may or may have had drugs in his system. Who knows, right? That's why I say it don't matter if there was something else going on there. That's a distractor to try to criminalize the man so you lose any type of sympathy or empathy for him. Narcan is an anti-narcotic that they administer. So after he was already dead, they give him Narcan, trying to blame it on the drugs, saying that it was a... Didn't they try to do that with George Floyd,
yep,
saying he had amphetamines and stuff,
yep,
in his system?
Yep.
So that they can already line it up for the excuse. Come on. See?
There you go.
Pre-existing heart condition.
They did the same thing about George Floyd, that he had a pre-existing heart condition.
And so they ruled the man of death undetermined, but he had cocaine in his system. So why even mention that?
That's another George Floyd. That ain't no different.
Good.
That ain't no different.
He's not very conscious now. He's dead.
Judgment was not made one way or the other, supposedly. And why did the chief resign? Why did he resign?
The officers chief resigned. The officers resigned. Bro, that thing makes me want to cry and it gets me angry, bro.
But look at the... But you know what? Let's take this even further. Like you brought out. It was probably over nothing.
You say.
They were called over nothing. It starts in the house. It all goes back to this Bible. Every single one of that stuff.
That thing upset me, bro.
And you know what, Cap? We all spent a little time in the military. We send 18-year-old kids to Iraq, and they have to follow rules of engagement.
Right.
And they can do that very well.
Right.
But here, the police can't police our communities without killing people. And they our people, they yell for more training. And training is not the answer because these are actual decisions.
You cannot train to hate.
Let me tell you why it's not training.
That somebody has for you out of them.
You have cops, Edomite Caucasian cops, that never lived around our people.
Right.
They've only heard and seen on TV about our people. And now they're told and given the permission, the authority, to police people they have never lived around that or they already have a negative stereotype in their mind about.
Right.
That's a recipe for disaster. You cannot relate to people if you've never been around them. You don't know what they're going through. And then, in addition to that, the hate that the conversations that they had in their house, Caucasians have a different conversation in their house when it comes to us and when it comes to a lot of things. There's a lot of factors involved in this.
Yeah, I was thinking that today, man. I was driving and I'm thinking and I said, gosh, I said, you know, these heathen, the conversations they have with their children, a lot of them, right? I mean, I'm not talking about all of them because you have some that they're into the whole Kool-Aid too. Those are casualties of war, right? But most of them, man, they'll sit there and they're always talking about the great accomplishments of their people. Oh, George Washington was this and all these different people. So the kids are grown up and Jesus being white. I mean, that's the biggest one if they wake up Christian. And it makes them feel empowered and emboldened. And it makes them feel like they are the authority on the earth, which they are, right, in this present rulership. But we don't do that with our kids. our conversations are teaching them about fear and this, and rightly so. They should have a healthy fear of that, to understand that people are against them. But where is the where? That's why I say your culture is more than your cuisine and a flag and some dancing or some music. Because that's why they get into these debates and they'll be like, well, what have your people ever done? Right? I mean, you'll get that in the schoolyard, but what have your people done? My people did this. Mine was the president that did this. Ours was the founding fathers that did this. I'm not saying that the kids should be there going back and forth in that nonsense, but even as adults, sometimes you're not even able to articulate anything great. I'm telling you, you don't know how many times, and I was caught up in that mess. Puerto Rican pride of what? Arroz con pollo? Right? Mangú? Mofongo, I mean, right? Mofongo? Like what? Your flag? Mark Anthony? J-Lo? What the hell are you proud? And yes, you can say that, oh, well, there's this, and there's this guy who did this, and there's this guy who did that. What about as a people, the accomplishments? Where are they? And trust me, there are many, but you can't articulate them. Some of you grown people can't articulate them. And the greatest glory that we have is that out of all the nations, God chose us. And our glory is in that, in doing that. You should after you get over your initial wake up and epiphany that you are the people, you see the curses, your frustration, you realize you were lied to, you should rejoice in the curses. You should rejoice in the afflictions, because God is doing them to us. And only us, specifically to us, so that we can come back and he can set things up the way he wanted to set them up.
Guess what? Let's take it further. Everything that's going on in the world is about us. Think about that. Everything that's going on in the world is about the nation of Israel coming back to their true heritage, their true nationality, and to their rightful place of rulership of the earth, the planets, and the whole universe. That's thus saith the Lord. So you should rejoice. Yes, it's sad. It angers you, but rejoice at everything you see taking place right before our very eyes. The Bible's going to be rewritten about these things in us, the repentant Israelites, men and women and children.
Anyway, I know we're a little over on the show, but I wanted to make sure we brought all that out. So, Lord's will, we'll be here for another show next week, continuing to address the needs of the people. All right. Please continue to like and share. Get people to get on the page. Share the videos, all right? You know, a lot of times they might not receive you, but if they see other people speaking about it, maybe they'll receive that, right? It's just the way it is sometimes. So, you know, spread the word, all right? And let's share this. Hey, and that don't mean just with immediate people. I mean, if you got some social groups that you're in that, you know, there's type of topics and things that they speak about, there's a Latin group you're in or whatever it is, make sure you share this. And that should go with any show that we do with the topics that we cover. But those of you who are fans on the show here and watch that stuff, please continue to share. I mean, the biggest support you could give is liking and sharing the content, and not just on your page where you're following. But like I said, look for groups to post this stuff in. Right.
Right. I see our viewership is growing.
Right. Yeah. So, we did this organically without a lot of promotion and things like that. So we definitely know your support has come through. You know, there's a lot going on in the world. We don't know how much is left, but we definitely know the times of trouble are definitely here. And we got to make sure that we do what we need to do. To make our calling and election sure, right? So with that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
And happy Sabbath.
Leg up.
Israel is back.
We back.
Israel is back.
We
got
back.
The nations running here because Israel is back. All lies on us. Because we keeping them lost. When the Lord returns, Babylon will fall.
Dead
solid.
Solid.
We got them on lock.
Got
God's chosen people with Christ as our rock. Israel is back.
We back.
Israel is back.
That was pretty cool. I gotta do that more often.
What's that?
Be on the show.
Oh.